U.S. President Joe Biden tells Poland's president that, quote, your freedom is ours, as he wraps up a four-day trip to Europe Saturday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At the presidential palace in Warsaw, as shelling was going on in neighboring Ukraine, Biden assured President Andrzej Duda that the U.S. and other NATO allies would come to the aid of their country if Russia should attack.
America's ability to meet its role in other parts of the world rests upon a united Europe and a secure Europe.
Biden also met separately with refugees pleading for help. The U.S. has been sending money and supplies. This week, he announced $1 billion in additional aid and said the U.S. would accept up to 100,000 refugees. I'm Julie Walker.
Later, Biden on Saturday spent time with Ukrainian refugees in Poland as he wrapped up his four-day visit, marveling at the spirit in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of their homeland. The president listened intently to young Ukrainian children tell them about their parents.
Each one of those children said something to the effect, say a prayer for my dad or my grandfather or my brother. He's back there fighting. And I remember what it's like when you have someone in a war zone. Every morning you get up and you wonder. You just wonder, you pray you don't get that phone call.
He picked up a young Ukrainian girl in a pink coat, smiling broadly and telling her she reminded him of his own granddaughters. Some of the women and children told Biden that they fled for Poland without their husbands and fathers, men of fighting age that were required to remain behind to assist in the fight against Russian forces. Find more online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 10 million Ukrainians, nearly a quarter of the population, have been displaced.